David Trainer, president and founder at New Constructs, is here. And although the holidays are a time for happy thoughts and happy things, well, he finds his happy place when he finds things that are maybe a little bit misleading and headed for trouble. And that's where we're going. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everybody. This is where we talk with David Trainer and his crew at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do that by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. It is forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. And the results are pretty compelling, because when you look at surface levels, you can get what most people are getting from a company. And that's, here's what the report is. But when they dig in at the bottom, they frequently find that things are not as they appear. Now, if they work in your favor, that might make something attractive. But if they work against you, well, that typically means that something is dangerous. If you want to find out how it works, if you want to see the list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com, where they also blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want to get more information on anything you hear us talk about, that's where you're going to go do it. On Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, for the last time in 2019, happy holidays and welcome back to Money Life.
Happy holidays to you, Chuck, and glad to be closing out 2019 with you today.
So, who's in the danger zone this week?
We got a double for you, Intuitive Surgical and GATX Corporation.
Intuitive Surgical, that's ISRG, and GATX Corporation, which is ticker GATX. Now, by price, we're talking about one stock, Intuitive Surgical, trading at nearly $600 a share, and one in GATX trading for less than $100 a share. But if they're lumped together, there's something you see that's happening in both, and it is not anything about price other than that the price in both cases is not where it should be.
Exactly. This is a double feature, right? So these are unattractive stocks, but they both get a miss rating on our new earnings distortion score. So you've heard me talk about the paper from Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan and how they identified how our core earnings numbers are more accurate than anything that's been out before because of the technology that we're using to get footnotes that not enough other people read. And so what we've created is this earnings distortion score that goes from strong beat, in line, miss, and strong miss. Both of these firms are some big cap names that are getting a miss rating, and they're going to be reporting in January. And so we're highlighting these guys this week, and also as a preview to a new product where we're going to be featuring every week during the earnings season in January and February, those companies who are most likely to beat or miss based on this new earnings distortion score.
We've always said how difficult it is to find the catalyst, but this means you're actually looking and trying to find the catalyst, which if you find it, means you not only have the distortion, but it means you have a pretty good sense of when it's going to show up, right?
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Chuck, and that's probably the most important point, is all this time in the danger zone, I've been kind of a wimp about giving people timelines. I don't know if it's a wimp, just honest, you know? I mean, it's hard to say when. New Constructs has always really been more focused on the long term on the danger zone stuff. And our earnings distortion scores are definitely more short term. There are stocks that will make, for example, we did some long ideas last week, and one of those was GE. We don't like GE as a long term holding, but the earnings distortion score for those guys is beat because they've got a bunch of unusual expenses that have been bogging down numbers. When those unusual expenses roll off, the core earnings are going to be revealed to be a little stronger. So earnings distortion scores are not the same as our overall ratings. They are a short-term view on whether or not a company is likely to beat or miss based on how much distortion is in the numbers. So when we get something in the danger zone, we're talking about something that has got a bad short-term score and a bad long-term score.
That being the case, what's the expectation in terms of how these things are going to move going forward? I mean, obviously, you expect that trouble is coming. Presumably, you expect it right soon because that's what the new product and the new score is looking at. But help us understand why you expect it and what you see happening in these two.
So, like, for example, there's a chart in our report here showing ISRG's earnings distortion, and you'll see that it has been positive for most of the company's history. It took a big dip in 2017, a big jump in 2018 and 19, and it's higher than it's been since 2000. That tells us that not only are you seeing a core earnings number and earnings number in general from the public and from the street that's overstated, but more overstated than it's been in quite a while. So there's more risk here that they're going to miss. Now, that said, companies can put off, like, they can keep cooking the books or manipulating numbers for a long amount of time. I mean, remember what, you know, Enron did, how long they put it off. Remember how long Valeant put it off. Remember back in the day we were telling people to sell Valeant for years before it finally blew up, right? So this is still kind of a chicken and egg thing, right? Until investors start holding companies more accountable for having distortion in their numbers and they just keep taking the reported numbers hook, line, and sinker, companies can get away with it for a little while. But when it comes down to looking at the numbers, ISRG is like in dangerous territory in terms of how much earnings distortion there is, and so it's going to be harder and harder for them to find ways to cause their numbers to be overstated, to leverage unusual gains, to bake those into their numbers to make them look bigger and better than they are.
How far out of whack? I mean, let's go back to what we are familiar with new constructs doing, not the new stuff, but the old stuff where it is you've got a price that is representing something that's way out of whack. So explain, how far out of whack are Intuitive Surgical and Gattex?
Intuitive Surgical is expensive even based on a PE, but when we look at the reverse DCF to justify $594 a share, they've got to get to a 35% margin. They've only been at 27 here recently. The best they've ever done was in 2012 at 29%, and then grow the business by 15% compounded annually for 16 years. Those are really high expectations, I think, for any kind of a business. In that scenario, they'd be generating over $27 billion in revenue, and Global Market Insights, the industry research provider, expects the entire surgical robots market to be worth just $24 billion in 2025. So those are really high expectations. We're looking a little farther out, but $27 billion 16 years from now versus $24 billion 5 years from now, you know, that's still, they're going to be a huge percentage of the market share. What are we talking about? Where should they trade? Well, you know, I don't like to predict target prices, but if they keep margins around 29%, again, the best they did is their high back in 2012, and grow by just 14% for a decade, the stock's worth $336 a share, or about 40% plus downside. So, you know,
yeah,
take what you want from that. There's a lot of downside there.
And on Gattex?
Yep, on Gattex, to justify $84 a share, they've got to get back to 22% margins, the highest they've had since 2006, and grow by 7% compounded annually for the next 12 years. Now, 7% may not see like that much, especially compared to ISRG, but you got to keep in mind that Gattex has only grown NOPAT by 1% compounded annually over the past 5 years, and it's actually declined by 1% compounded annually over the past decade. So this has been a non-grower. Any growth baked into the stock price is aggressive. Even if we just say they maintain the 22% margin and grow at 5% instead of 7% for a decade, the stock is worth just $36 a share. So there's 57% downside there. So really what we're talking about here is there's a lot of growth priced into these stocks. Their earnings are overstated. And the catalyst here now, Chuck, is there's a more likely earnings miss on the horizon given the overstated level of the core earnings number. And that overstatedness is a little different than what we've been talking about in the past with respect to economic earnings, because the economic earnings can be going down and making accounting earnings look overstated because of balance sheet issues. The core earnings signals, the core earnings distortion signals, are based on the data that everyone's looking at. And so these are numbers that are inevitably bound to either fall back to sort of more normalized true core levels, or the business has got to make a significant improvement in its fundamentals. And then if it's in the danger zone, that fundamental improvement is already more than priced in. So, you know, we're trying to get smarter and smarter and better at what it is we do. And we hope this is a good step in the right direction. And we look forward to more picks like this in 2020.
Absolutely. And, of course, we will talk with you in 2020, get a whole raft of new picks. We will start the new year with you reviewing some of the best and worst calls that you made this year. But that is a couple of weeks off. Meanwhile, David, enjoy the holidays. Thanks for all you did for us in 2019. Can't wait to chat with you again in the new year.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you very much and looking forward to it.
That's David Trainer, everybody. Remember, the Danger Zone picks this week: Intuitive Surgical, ISRG, and GATX Corporation, ticker GATX. To learn more, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs, and you can find the blog, which will get you more details on this week's pick. All right, we are heading for home on the December 23rd edition of Money Life. That means that the market call is next. David Miller from the Catalyst Funds. They look at insider buying and selling as one of their key factors. He'll be here talking stocks when we come back in just a moment.